Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisu and speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, my name is Crystal calling. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. His name is LaDon Courtney, C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. Are you ready for me to transfer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, LaDon.
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. Hope so.
Okay. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Wait, say it because I got my puppies right here. Say that one more time because my phone speaker. Say that one more time.
Were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
That was, that was March 15th, 2021.
March 15th, 2021?
Yes.
And do you know the subtype? Was it a B-cell or a T-cell lymphoma?
B-cell. Stop. Get away from me. Control them. Come on. Control them. B-cell, yeah.
Okay, the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
And were you spraying the Roundup at home, or was it for work, or both?
Residential, yes. It's a spray bottle, yeah.
Okay. Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
Okay, and then can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
It was 508 West 3rd Avenue, Roselle, New Jersey.
And is this your current home address?
No. This my current address is 119 Livingston Avenue, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Okay, thank you. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
41.
41. And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
10 years.
10?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
That was 2010, August, about? Yeah, 2010.
August 2010, and then
August 15th, yeah.
August
15th. Yeah, 2010, August.
And when did you stop?
What was that? April 2020, yeah, April 10th, 2020, around that, yeah, April.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
No, it's a smartphone. It's my cell phone.
Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Right, and then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you.
Okay.
Organ transplant, HIV, AIDS?
No, it's negative.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No, I had the treatment. I had the chemo treatment. I had the chemotherapy treatment.
Okay, you had chemotherapy?
Yeah.
Right. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
First name, LaDon, LaDohn. Last name, Courtney, Courtney. Okay.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male.
Thank you. Are you married?
No, single.
All right. And what is your date of birth?
11/16/1980.
Thank you. And then your social?
138-725-6655.
Thank you. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
You say it again?
How did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Oh, I saw it on a commercial ad on TV.
Commercial? Was that recent, or do you remember when that was?
I don't remember, but I don't remember. But I knew it was a commercial. I Googled it.
Okay. Was it? Do you know if it was this year or last year?
Was that last year? Might have been last year. It was last year.
Okay.
Yeah, last year.
Right. And then what is your height and weight?
I'm 6 foot, 190 pounds.
Thank you. And then you said this is your main cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your email?
Splash, like a puddle splash, millionaires with the S at Gmail. splashmillionaires@gmail.com.
Right. And then how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup for?
Once a month. Stop it.
Once a month. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you started, it was August 15th, 2010, and you stopped April 10th, 2020?
Yes.
And were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Yes.
And what was that?
It was like a mask.
Gloves.
That's it.
Okay. And then what states were you using the Roundup in?
The first one.
Sorry?
Excuse me, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. What was the last? Would you ask me?
The states that you were using the Roundup in, was that in New Jersey?
New Jersey, yes.
Okay. And then if you had to estimate how many times you've sprayed Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say?
I mean, once a month, 10 years, so if you do that once a month, so that's about, if we multiply it, that's, what is that, 120 times? Is that, yeah, that would be 120, so yeah, because it's 12 months in a year, yeah. So
okay.
That's 12 times a year, once a month, yeah.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
So that would be 120, yeah, because times 10 years, that's 120 times, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Say it again.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
No. And what type of Roundup were you using? Was it concentrate or premix?
Yes, concentrated, yep.
And where were you purchasing it from?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts, empty bottles, anything like that?
No. So probably try to find something, or but the bottle, I have a picture of the bottle.
You have a picture of the bottle?
I don't have the. Yeah.
Okay. Picture. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Right now, no.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
All right. How much time did you lose?
It was a couple months.
Couple months. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No. Well, I mean, I had a, when I was young, when I was a little kid, but that was about it. Stop it. Behave.
You said when you were a little kid?
Yeah, it was like a motor vehicle accident. That was about it. But no, I haven't had any, no.
Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No. But years ago.
Right. And then can I get the name of the hospital where you were diagnosed?
That was Robert Wood Johnson, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901.
All right, thank you. And that's the one on 1 Robert Wood Johnson Place?
Yes.
And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Someone was detected at this time. Excuse me, that's the Bluetooth. No.
Okay. You don't have any on you?
No.
Okay, but it is at the hospital?
At the hospital, yes.
Okay. And then what was your physician's name?
Dr. Ashner. Dr. Joseph Ashner.
Dr. Joseph.
Last name Aisner.
Okay, thank you.
Oh. Sorry about that. I have these baby puppies that drive me crazy.
That's okay.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to answer you and attend to them. Okay.
Right. And then when was the last time you were treated?
I think it was 2021. 2021. Yeah.
All right. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Oh, it's I mean, it's definitely, I have like shortness of breath, coughing, like my swelling of the neck, rashes, and itching.
Make sure the closet door is closed so they can't look in. Make sure no dishes in the sink, please, and thank you.
Like shortness of breath, a lot of coughing, like my neck will swell up, like itching and rashes.
Swelling, okay. Would you also say some
definitely
mental?
Definitely shortness of breath. Yeah, yes. Mental also. Definitely shortness of breath, a lot of coughing, and like my neck would swell up. Swollen neck and a lot of itching and rashes. I know.
Okay. And then your current home address was the 119 Livingston Avenue?
Yes.
And what
New
city
Brunswick,
was?
New Jersey, yes.
Okay.
New Brunswick, New Jersey. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
Yes, you could take my brother's numbers. It's 908 821-2350.
And does he live with you?
You say it again?
Does he live with you?
No, that's just the address I'm using now. I'm currently at my back and forth to my girlfriend's house.
Okay. And then can I get your brother's first and last name?
It's Rajan, Rahshdahn, last name Courtney.
Perfect. And this was his phone number, correct?
Huh?
That was his phone number that you gave me?
Yeah, the 908-821-2350?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Say it again?
Have you used DocuSign before?
You said DocuSign?
DocuSign, yeah, where you sign electronically on your phone.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know how to. Oh, you're going to send it? You're going to email it to me?
Yes.
Okay. And I just, you mean sign electronically, right?
Yeah, I'm going to send it as a text message and an email link, so whichever one's easier for you.
Okay.
Okay,
I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I got it. I think this is this it? Wait a minute.
It should say my suit.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Click on the blue, click on the link.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, say yes. Wait, that's a yes. Okay. Well, my business kind of bad. Okay, continue. Okay. Please review and act on these documents. Okay, continue. So just go all the way to the bottom and sign, or
Yeah, there should be a start button at the top first, and then that should take you to the first signature fields.
Okay. Where'd it go out? I just had it. Okay, wait. New document. Stop it. Continue. It took me to the beginning. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. So this is attorney signature. Okay. Oh, where the yellow thing, where the yellow arrow is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just draw, do it with my finger, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it should say adopt and sign.
Okay. Hit that button.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to the next one. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. It automatically did it.
Yes.
Okay, initials.
Yeah.
Initials. Okay, let's see.
Be quiet.
Okay, okay, so last signature. That's done. Okay. Sign here. That's done. Initials there. Here. Okay, so there. I think that's it. It says finish at the bottom. Just hit the finish button.
Yes.
I think that's it. I think I signed all. Okay, wait a minute. Finish.
Yeah, I just received it.
Okay, it says, okay, yeah, it says start sending and signing today. It says that it was done. It was completed.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm also going to send you another text message from my direct line. So you have my number as well as the attorney's number. I'll give you that as well.
Okay.
And then did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No.
Okay,
no.
Perfect. All right, and then just look out for, the attorney should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. So be on the lookout for that call.
Okay.
But if you haven't heard from them or anything, let me know and I can give you a call back to transfer you over.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Of course. So thank you so much for your time. I hope everything goes well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.